This recording, Wisconsin 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for a diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born and raised in Wisconsin. Yeah. I've lived on a farm nearly all my life. I think the first 3 or 4 years I lived in a cheese factory. My dad made Swiss cheese. Those are some really good memories because I remember old enough to run down to where he'd be making the cheese, and then they would do something. They would plug the cheese and they'd pull out this creamy, yummy Swiss cheese. And then they'd check the sample, check that plug, and sometimes Dad would break it off and let us have some of it. And then they put the plug back in and then they cover it with a wax. But that's how they checked the cheese to see how it was aging. When I was about 6 years old, my dad left the cheese factory because of a back injury. And he started farming. I had a little brother that was 1 year old, and I loved to be outside all the time. In fact, I was probably a tomboy, and I was with my dad all the time. And I don't remember it entirely, but I was taking my little brother down to the barn, and at that time we had a bull, and he got out and he chased us, and he chased after my little brother and I when I was little, but he didn't get us, and I must have ran him up to the house. And I remember another incident because bulls are something to be afraid of. We would have to go bring the cows in, and my mom couldn't drive a car, but it didn't have a license, but she learned how to drive a truck, and we would go down to the field to bring the cows in, and this bull, I can still remember, us kids were in the back of the truck, and he chased us, and I still remember him, we were all screaming, and he would get his knee up in the back of the truck, and he had this huge head, and he was snorting and, you know, trying to get us, and we were screaming, and Mom was driving as fast as she could go, and that's the two things I remember back when I was young. And one other thing, too, that was kind of fun. I'd wanted a horse so bad, I was just horse crazy, that we would train our calves to ride them. And my sister, we'd play for hours down in the barn, leading our calves, running them up and down the driveway, pretending they were horses. And when my pet calf got big enough, I trained it so I could ride it. And we would come home we made little bridles out of twine, and we'd be riding them. Well, it was gentle and everything, but when the cows come home, they get kind of excited and spunky, and they come running down through the pasture, and then they start bucking and threw us off. So, but it was fun, and it didn't stop us. We did it again and again, but we get knocked off. And they don't have the softest back to ride on either. If you ever look at a cow, they've got a bony back. So when they're bucking, it doesn't feel very good.